Hi, Michael. Welcome and thanks for having me on.
Yeah, look, great to have you on because bowls is just so popular. I don't think it's ever lost its popularity, has it? It's just an amazing sport that attracts people from all ages. It's just it just keeps on keeping on year after year, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Hopefully it'll keep going. I think there's still an opinion out there in the community that it's an old person's game, but come along and see some of the people we've got playing and see the teams we've got, you'll see that the younger people are doing very, very well as well.
And it's really good to see, isn't it, Phil? Because that's I guess, assures the sport of its future because you get young people in there, they really love it, and then they can, instead of taking bowls up at the age of 62 or something, you get the young kids that come in at 14, 15, even younger, I guess, and get a real taste for it and they can just continue on.
Yeah, well, we've got a very good group of juniors. The Northwest team has won the Tasmanian Challenge this year quite easily, really. And our team age range from 17 down to 10. So we've got an exceptional group of particularly young boys. We're a bit lacking in the young ladies department, but we're doing some work to try and get bowls into the schools and give ourselves a chance.
Well, there's a call out for the ladies that if you want to get into bowls, get along to your local bowls club. I'm sure you'll know where they are. You probably drive past it every day. So get along and touch base. I'm sure that they'll be more than happy to accommodate you. Now, Phil, you've got a bit of a long weekend break this weekend, but we've got the pointy season coming up shortly in bowls, haven't we? Surely we've got finals looming.
Underway. The ladies finished their roster on Thursday and they're starting their finals next week. The next weekend is the final round of the Saturday Open Gender competition, and then the following week we go to finals there. This week the second round of the Bowls Tasmania Gala Week is on in Hobart, so there's a number of different sections of bowls being played in Hobart, and that's the reason for the lack of roster games up here this time of year.
And who have been the performers, the best performers in the different varying sort of competitions with men's and women's and open gender, as you said?
Well, it's been an interesting season, Michael. I've just been looking through a few things here, and every single club in on the northwest coast has at least one team playing in finals this year. So that's a fair indication of the strength across the coast. Obviously, Burnie and Latrobe are the two fairly dominant teams in Premier League on Saturday, but they're not unbeatable, and they could be. Penguin, Ulverston are also in there having a crack at the final, so it'll be interesting to see. But it's very good to see that every club has at least one team in the finals.
Yeah, it's nice that there's some depth about, and that not everyone is sort of gravitating toward the one club, which makes it, I guess, really good because you can sort of look at the clubs and say, well, we're successful, we've got a good culture here, and players are going along and playing in those various clubs, and that's got to make everyone happy, Phil.
Oh, look, I think that's one of the features of bowls, the fact that people are around for so long. The culture within the clubs becomes very important. There have been some clubs on the coast in existence for over 100 years and some not so long, but I've been playing bowls now for just on 20 years and I feel like I've just started.
Yeah, that's great though, isn't it? Because you're obviously just as keen as when you first started.
Oh, more so, probably, Michael. It's one of those things once you get up into the late 60s and 70s, you start counting the years you got left rather than the years you played. you take every opportunity as it comes.
Yeah, no doubt. Has there been a few surprises this year where you've had teams that haven't been able to perform and everyone sort of thought at the start of the season, well, they'll be up this year, but they haven't been able to get going? And on the other side of it, some real surprise packets?
Not a great deal of surprises. I think that In the Premier League comp, I think Port Sorell have some very good players, and I doubt very much if they can make the for four. It's mathematically possible, but they play Burnie this week. They were sitting on top of the ladder, so they probably won't get there. But I would have thought the pre-season that they would have been fighting it out for the pennant this year. Penguin have come along quite well after a rather disappointing year last year, but it's still Burnie and Latrobe are still the two teams that I would suggest will be playing off in the grand final.
And the Tasmanian Tridents did okay, didn't they, up in Launceston the other week?
They played rather well. I think they... I'm not exactly certain of the final outcome. I think they probably finished on the bottom, but there were some very close games, and it could have been either way. So there's very, very good competition in that area because the games are really close. And I think that it's a very good thing for Tasmania Bowls. But the really good thing about it is both Tasmania have indicated that they will not be bringing players in from interstate to represent Tasmania and the Tridents. They will be all Tasmanian local-based players, so that's good to see. We've got two Northwest guys, Mark Knights and Taylor Mail, playing in that, and they're really doing well. So it's good to see that we will be promoting the bowls within the state rather than going overseas to state to get players to fill in.
No, it's brilliant. I mean, that's the way it should be too. I mean, we've got a pathway. If we're going to spend a lot of time in getting young people into bowls, and we want them to play and get better and obviously improve the standard of bowls in one sense, but just enjoy yourself. That's the main object of the exercise. We've got to have our own people representing us. Surely, I mean, having someone from interstate represent Tasmania. Well, I can't have a bar of that.
Well, we've got Rebecca Van Ash from Launceston. She's a two-time world champion and two-time Commonwealth Games gold medal winner. You know, really, there's not much that she hasn't done in bowls.
Mm.
And as I say, with the two guys from Burnie, they're national level bowls. So it's not inconceivable that there'll be others coming up in the next few years. But it does give them the younger ones an opportunity to get to that level. And the format and is different to what they're used to, but it's a shorter, sharper game, and I think that's obviously what we're going to have to look at in bowls over the years, because the younger people aren't interested in giving up 25 Saturdays every year of the good weather to play bowls. They want a shorter, sharper game, and as administrators, we've got to be aware of this and do something about changing it.
Yeah, 220 bowls. In one sense, yeah, shorter, sharper. Not so much in the way it's played, but just get a few games and don't let things just drag along.
Well, I think that's the thing. It's the BPL format that they play is excellent, and it keeps everyone interested, and particularly for younger people just starting out, they want to bowl. They don't want to spend 75% of their time watching other people bowl. So, yeah. We need to get some of these changes into our local area. And I think some clubs are doing it well. Some are a bit low. But one of the things with bowls is, of course, is you've got people who've been playing for a long time and they're a little set in their ways. But it's slowly changing.
Yeah, well, I think you find that in all sports. There's there are people that are around some of these sports that they have a reluctance to change, but I guess all that the administrators can do is just keep on persisting, and then hopefully can make change happen. Thanks very much for your time, Phil. Always great to have you on the Sideline View on a Saturday afternoon.
No worries. Thank you, Michael.